Welcome back to Behind the Bench with Todd Flood, exploring the big legal cases in the news, both locally and around the country. Todd will also speak with judges, attorneys, and other special guests about our current legal system and how to navigate it. Now, once again, here's Todd Flood.
Well, the next guest we have coming on, I got to tell you something, of prosecutors, and this is one that's near and dear to my heart. He's one of the best in the state, if not the country. He actually is one that not everyone does this, but he's actually grinding daily, if covering courtrooms on a regular basis. He does it all. And I got to believe one thing that he is always in need of is staff and competent staff to come and help with Flint, Genesee County, the volume and the volume of cases. Prosecutor Layton, you with me?
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Good, my man. I got Mike Weaver here. He's one of those silk stocking lawyers from Plunkett Cooney. A real lawyer, though, I got to tell you. He actually goes to the courtrooms and tries cases. So, you know, you got Weaver here. How you
That's
doing?
Impressive. All is well. We're doing very well up here in Flint and Genesee County, and keeping busy, never a dull moment, always an exciting day down at the courthouse.
I got to believe. So let me ask you this, and I hate to put you on the spot, but I got a feeling your intake of cases you look at from the warrants section compare, and also taking it all the way to trial has to be a huge number at times. What is that number, if you know, of how many cases you bring in a year?
Usually around 5,000 felony cases every year are brought in by the 30 or so police agencies in Genesee County. We have struggled greatly, especially since COVID, to keep up. Our staff is not where it needs to be, although some good things are happening, which I can talk about.
Yeah.
But we just most recently reduced our warrant queue from around 800 to around 500. And that's for drop-off warrants. You know, in custody warrants, obviously, my warrant division gets to those right away because under law you have to. But drop-off warrants, we were getting pretty close to 900 in the backlog. We've cut that to 500. And the way we've been able to do that, Todd, is I want to shout out to State Senator John Kerry, Speaker of the House Joe Tate, and, of course, the governor who signs the overall budget. We in Genesee County received a $3 million allocation just directly to the prosecutor's office.
Oh, wow.
Wayne got five. We got three. Saginaw, Kalamazoo, Ingham, and Muskegon each got one. It's because these legislators understand that prosecutors are really overworked and underpaid. And thanks to that allocation, I was able to beef up my staff, and we're still working on it. And getting folks to want to be prosecutors these days is not easy. It's another whole issue. But we've been able to beef up the staff and cut that warrant queue down from 800 to 500. So we're on the upswing. And, you know, I always look at my office like a baseball team, and I'm the president and general manager. I'm always looking for good players, plug them in where I think they can make plays and do good for the community. And right now we're on an upswing, and we're competing for the pennant.
Well, there you go. You know, I got to tell you, and Mike, you can appreciate this. David, the thing about a prosecutor, an assistant prosecutor, is it's not about getting wealthy. You're representing assistant prosecutors, assistant APAs are representing the public, this, you know, and taxpayer dollars. And it's a passion. It's not about cash. It's a passion to do the public service and to fight. And there's no better job, I think, period, than being able to ferret out the truth, find out what happened, put your case together, get the bad guy, and make sure there's consequences. And if you're in it for the money, you're in it for the wrong reason. It's about actually, I think, service And you're blessed when you find those individuals that want to serve. I have a dear friend that works for you. Obviously, I think the world of her, and that's Karen Hansen. I mean, there's no one that's going to try more cases than her in her lifetime. But how's, you know, do you have, and one thing we see in other counties is we don't see a good bench as far as like your back, your institutional knowledge, the older prosecutors teaching the younger prosecutors. We see this all the time in the police departments, younger cops teaching younger cops. What do we see in the prosecutor's office?
Yeah, you don't see that like you used to. You're absolutely right. We used to have that bench. We used to have those seniors who could sit first chair and the younger ones sit second chair. We still have some. I mean, obviously, I'm one of them. I was just talking to Andrea Legender, who runs my Circuit Court Felony Trial Division, and we were talking about the need to train on cross-examination. I had watched one of my young lawyers do a cross-examination. You know, he did okay, but when I talked to him, he had never heard of Professor Irving Younger, which I know older lawyers, we all know who that
the
is.
Commandments, the 25 commandments. Yes, yes, or
exactly.
10, yeah.
So we have now decided we're going to have a little in-house training led by me and one other, and we're going to show a cross-examination that really went well. We're going to show how the lawyer applied Irving Younger's rules of cross-examination. Never ask a question you don't know the answer to. Don't let them explain. Feed them the answer, leading questions. You know, all the rules that are out there, but it boggled me that they don't know who that is. So we're going to double up, and we're going to do a cross-examination in-house training, and it'll go a long way. But one of the good things that is happening is some of my young lawyers are stepping up. They're now chairing, first chairing, trying capital cases in circuit court. And last week, we had three young lawyers go 3 for 3. We won
God bless America.
Trial, we won a sexual assault trial, and we won another murder trial. So we had a good week.
That's an awesome week. That's an awesome week. And the fact of the matter is you only learn, as Unger would say, is you had to have 25 jury trials before you could, you know, really know what the heck you were doing, right? So I totally respect that, and the fact that you're getting them in there. I remember in Wayne County, coming out of one trial, and Kershunas handed me a file that one of the prosecutors had called in sick, and the jury had already been picked, and we had to go down and try that case. So it's a matter of getting in there, right, and doing it, and having that experience. To me,
yeah, and Todd, on your other point about not getting rich as a prosecutor, that's absolutely true, and not why any of us choose public service. But what used to happen is you would forego a bigger paycheck because you knew you were going to get good health benefits. You knew that
right.
At the end of the line, there was going to be a nice defined benefit pension for you when you retired after 25 years or whatever.
Right.
But you know what? Those days are gone. Those days are gone. The health benefit is not what it used to be. There is no more defined benefit pension in most governmental entities for prosecutors any longer. So we didn't keep up with paying what we need to pay to attract young lawyers to want to do the job. And, you know, when I would go to my county board of commissioners, their answer was, well, you know, you don't need it. And then when I finally convinced them I do need it, they'd say, well, we don't have it. So after all these years, I got fed up and I just turned to the state and I want to again. State Senator John Cherry, Speaker of the House Joe Tate, those guys came through.
Well, that's the way it should be. And, you know, an honest living for an honest pay job, right, that's should be expected for every single one of our public servants. Get me the retirement packages. That's what they say, you know, kills us. But it kills the job people coming in, but when you think about it, it's a no-brainer. Give me good police, give me good teachers, give me good prosecutors, pay them the right amount of money, and you know what you'll do? You'll increase your tax base and you'll increase the values of your property, obviously, and the ability to pay people. One thing I got to tell you, know, I know this is taboo. I love you like a brother. You're seriously one of the best, but if we had, I say this now out loud. If we had Granholm in the Flint water crisis, we would not have had the Flint water crisis. Just my two cents. I know people's phones probably, you know, the mics probably hit the floor, but I'm just letting you know. That's mine. You were my boss, and I appreciate you more
well,
than you can imagine.
Well, we know you know a lot about that, my friend.
Yes, yes, I do.
Fine lawyer, and you did an excellent job.
Thank you, my friend. Be well.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. David Layton. We'll be right back just after this.